Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of John, from the 9th chapter. We will read verses 1 through 41. In the New King James Version Pew Bible, we're on page 1526. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. John 9. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And Jesus' disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When Jesus had said these things, he spat on the ground, and he made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And Jesus said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who had previously seen that he was blind said, Is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, How were your eyes open? He answered and said, A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then the neighbor said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought the man to Jesus, who formerly was blind, to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, What do you say about Jesus, because he opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered the Pharisees and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age. Ask him. He'll speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that Jesus was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, Give God the glory. We know this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciple? Then they reviled him and said, You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, Why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears them. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, You were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped Jesus. And Jesus said, For judgment I've come into the world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Then some of the Pharisees who were with Jesus heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see. Therefore, your sins remain. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. She was born in 1992 in Siberia, Russia. She was given the name Tatiana by her unwed mother. The doctors had devastating news for the 18-year-old mother and the 17-year-old father. Tatiana was born with fibular hemianopia. She had no bones below her knees. The doctors advised him to place their daughter in a Russian orphanage, and they did, and the couple married. The mom continued to call the orphanage to check on Tatiana. Just after giving birth to another daughter, she was told that 18-month-old Tatiana was being adopted by Americans. They adopted her and a little boy. They became Jessica and Joshua. When Jessica was 18 months old, her lower legs were amputated. She was fitted for prosthetic legs and learned to walk. This family was very active. They had 6 active children. She was in gymnastics, basketball, cheerleading, ice skating, biking, running, and rock climbing. It was swimming, however, where her legless body was most at home. She and her sisters glided through their grandparents' pool, pretending they were mermaids. At the age of 10, Jessica joined her first competitive swim team. She learned butterfly and backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle. She thought she was going to drown the first time she tried to do the butterfly across the entire length of the pool, but she was determined to keep going, and it's now her best stroke. At the age of 12, Jessica Long was the youngest athlete on the 2004 U.S. Paralympic swim team, where she won 3 gold medals. And she's the world record holder in 13 Paralympic events. And she's won 12 gold medals at 3 Paralympics. Jessica always knew that she was adopted, but she never knew her biological parents' names. Likewise, both sets of parents didn't know the other's names. Well, at the 2012 London Paralympics, it came up and Jessica told a Russian journalist that she would love to find her birth parents. The journalist decided to track down Jessica's birth parents. At the 2014 Olympic Games in Russia, Jessica, Tatiana, met her birth parents. She also met 3 siblings, one of whom is disabled and is cared for by her parents. She gave her mother a necklace and her father a Russian language Bible. Jessica says that she's not angry with her birth parents. Given the circumstances, she thinks that they did the right thing. She says that one day, if she has her own daughter, that she would like to call her Natalia, her birth mother's name. Meanwhile, she believes that she has been given a full and blessed life by her American parents and siblings who love her, and they helped her to grow up and be a happy child who developed skills which have allowed her to shine on the world stage. Jessica's spirit shines through in everything that she does. She says, if you do not have legs, it does not mean that you are a defective person. You can do all you want. She wrote on her website, who would have ever imagined that a girl with a disability from an orphanage in Siberia would be where I am today? I'm living proof that you can accomplish your dreams no matter how great or small. She went on to say, I would like to thank God, my family, friends, and coaches for always encouraging me. I couldn't be successful without them. Work of the Spirit reveals God. Jesus saw a man who was blind from birth. His disciples asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? But Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Sometimes God works through the natural order of things. And then sometimes God will work through miracles, which seem outside the natural order of things. And sometimes God works through providence, bringing the right people together in the right places, which are outside the natural order of things. In some instances, Jesus healed by laying his hands upon a person. At other times, he healed by just speaking a word. This time, Jesus spat on the ground, and he made clay with a saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And then he said, go, wash in the pool of Siloam. This pool of Siloam was built by the Judean king Hezekiah. This was 715 years before Jesus, and the workers constructed an underground tunnel from a spring outside the city walls, so it brought water into the city, where they didn't have to be concerned about going outside and being attacked. This man, he went and he washed and he came back seeing. He became the talk of the town. Neighbors said, is this the one, the same one who sat and begged? And some said, yeah, this is he. But others said, well, he's like him. But he said, I am he. And they asked, "How were your eyes opened?" So he answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam.' So I went and washed, and I received my sight." And no one knew where Jesus was. So the people took the man who had received his sight to the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Here was a blind man who had received his sight. By all accounts, you would think that everyone would be rejoicing. But Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, a day of rest. Was this work, and would God work on the Sabbath? Well, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." And others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And so there was a division among them. The Pharisees questioned the blind man, "What do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes." So he said, "He is a prophet." Well, some of the Jews did not believe that the man had really been blind and could now see. They were questioning, was this a fake healing? The Pharisees brought in the parents, and they confirmed, "We know this is our son, and we know that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we cannot say. He's of age. Ask him. He'll speak for himself." The parents were fearful of being put out of the synagogue. Now, the synagogue was not only their place of worship, it was like their community, their center of life. And if you were put out of the synagogue and you couldn't go and worship God, it was like you were not only out of sight of your community, but out of sight of God. Because the Pharisees, the religious leaders, had said that if anyone confessed that Jesus is Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. So the blind man who could now see was brought in and questioned again. They said, "Give God the glory. We know this man is a sinner." And the man who had been born blind answered, "Whether he's a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Again, the Pharisees wanted to know, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" So the blind man said, "I've already told you. Why do you want to hear it again? Are you wanting to be his disciples?" And so then they rebuked him. "You are his disciple, but we're Moses. As from this fellow, we do not even know where he came from." With clarity of vision, the man responded, "Since the world began, it's been unheard of anyone who was born blind to receive his sight. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." Now the Pharisees were really mad. "You were completely born in sin, and are you teaching us?" Now in the Old Testament, the law of Moses, anyone who had a defect could not be a priest and offer sacrifices to God. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron, saying, 'No man of your descendants,'" all of the priests came from the lineage of Aaron, "said, 'No man in its succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of God. For any man who has a defect shall not approach. A man born blind or lame, or who has a marred face or limb too long, a man who has a broken foot or broken hand, or who's a hunchback or a dwarf, or a man who has a defect in his eye or eczema or a scab or is a eunuch." So a person who had a defect, they could eat the bread, which was a part of the priest family. They could eat the bread and they could go into the outer court to worship, but they could not offer the sacrifice to God. Only the perfect, the unblemished, could approach God. So we're fast forwarding to Jesus' day. The Pharisees were not priests, but they considered themselves perfect and pure in keeping the laws of God. How could this sinner step forward to teach or correct them? In sharing the gospel message, John, the author of this book, is sharing the stories of individuals. The book, Ruth Bell Graham, Celebrating an Extraordinary Life, is a compilation of stories by Stephen Griffin. These were the words of Ann Graham Lotz, daughter of Ruth and Billy Graham. She said, "Born and raised in China by medical missionary parents, Mother has the heart of an evangelist. Although her gift is often overshadowed by Father's, Mother's gift is exercised effectively on behalf of individuals. At her deepest core is the desire for individuals to know Christ on a personal and an intimate way." She said, "Yes, my father preaches sermons to the masses and he reaches thousands. My mother talks to individuals, loving them one by one. Early in life, spreading the gospel became her purpose." The stories in this book of John also intersect with our lives, and they teach us about God. We read of Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee who came secretly at night. He didn't want the other Pharisees to know. And Jesus told this so-called perfect, pure person that all must be born again. None of us are perfect. None of us are totally pure. no one without God. We read of the Samaritan woman at the well. Otherwise, she was a rejected woman by her community, and Jesus shared that he was the Messiah and that all must worship God in spirit and truth. It's not so much where we worship or the details of our worship, but we worship God in spirit and truth. And to this man, he was born blind. He was considered a sinner and a beggar in his community. Jesus healed him and offered a place not only at the table of God, but to come to the throne of God. The Pharisees had cast him out. Jesus heard that he'd been cast out, and when Jesus found the man, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And the man answered, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe?" And Jesus said, "You've both seen him, and it's he who's talking with you." And the man said, "Yes, Lord, I believe." And he worshiped Jesus. Jesus said that the man was born blind so that the works of God could be revealed in him. Christians can do works in the Spirit of God so that God will be revealed to others. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us that we might do the work of the Spirit, that you might be revealed to others. Mold us and use us to your glory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.